Hey there, I'm Tiffany. I'm a registered nurse with 8 years experience, and the Nursing Student Diaries podcast is all about helping nursing students make it through the crazy challenge called nursing school. My hope is you leave this show each week feeling empowered and encouraged to take on whatever nursing school throws at you. Nursing school can be tough, but you, my friend, are tougher. Let's do this. Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Nursing Student Diaries. So today we're going to chat a little bit about student rivalry or just really feeling insecure among your fellow nursing students. So this comes from personal experience, not so much in the master's DNP programs. I feel like online environment is a little different. You may not feel that sense of student rivalry because you honestly don't really know your other students very well. You're not in there in the classroom with them in person. I know some online formats are a little bit different, but the online format that I'm used to right now is basically we just chat with each other in the discussion post. So it's a lot of like somebody posting a question and then you answer their question, right? So you don't really know what they look like. You're not really sure how to pronounce their name. You don't really know anything about them other than you see their name pop up in the discussion every week. So this kind of more pertains to students that have a lot of interaction with each other, like in that traditional program where you do go to class every day or every other day. You do go to your clinical sessions with a group of students, right? So like I said, this came from my own experience, my bachelor's program, where there were several students that I felt not really a rivalry with, but more just like feeling insecure, feeling that they were more ahead of me, that they were just being a better student than I was. You know, I felt like they were more knowledgeable and they would be a better nurse than I would at the very end, which we're going to go into is a very silly thing to think, and we really shouldn't be thinking that thing. But hence, that's why this episode came about, to kind of help you get over that feeling insecure, that rivalry, and just some tips and tricks on how to make it better. And my dog gets up every single time I start recording this podcast. I don't know why. If you hear her nails clicking on the floor, that's why. She honestly lays still the entire time until I hit record. It's like she knows, and then she just has to get up and look out the window. So if you hear her clicking in the background, that's just Ray. And she's just hanging out listening to me chat with you guys. So it's all good. All right. So let's get back to the topic at hand. So let's talk about student rivalry and feeling insecure. So the first thing I would suggest to combat that is to just try to foster that sense of community. So we've talked about forming study groups before as a good way to get new information and to help each other study and to find new ways to study and understand how other people work, because sometimes finding what works for them is helpful to figure out what works for you, and vice versa. They may be struggling in something and you can help them and give them tips on how to study better or how it works for them. So fostering that sense of community, forming a study group, maybe even some social outings is always fun. You really need to be able to rely on these people. They're all going through the same thing, right? You are all going through those same classes together in real time. And you need to be able to use them as a support. Be honest about your struggles. Maybe they're struggling with the same thing or have ideas how to help. And just kind of fostering that sense of community with each other is really going to help decrease those feelings of you versus them, right? You're not competing with each other here. You're all going through the same program with the same goal, is that you all want to be nurses. There's no program out there where if somebody does better than you, then they get to graduate and you don't, right? So why do we have that rivalry among each other? Why do we feel like we need to compete? You don't. You're really only competing with yourself, right? And getting your grades to pass. You're not competing with each other. So really fostering that sense of community is, I think, one of the biggest things on how to decrease that rivalry feeling, that feeling insecure among your peers. In my traditional BSN program, they put us into a group. This is their clinical group. And we were in that clinical group the entire 2 years that we were in the program. So we had every single clinical together. And at first that sounds like completely crazy, because if you don't like somebody, right? You're stuck with them. Well, these aren't people that I honestly would even be friends with in real life. But we were friends for those 2 years because we kind of had to be, right? We had to be each other's support. And I wouldn't say that I didn't particularly not like anybody, but I will say that I don't talk to anybody that I was in my nursing program with anymore. And that was, of course, that was 10 years ago now at this point. And I live in a different state where I went to school. So that kind of makes sense, right? That we're not friends anymore. But I will say that it was so helpful to have those 7 other people in my group to go through nursing school with. We all went through the same classes, right? We had the same assignments, the same tests that were coming up. And I really feel like it helped us all just kind of get through it, just knowing that they were in it with us, right? They were all the same struggles. And I think we really teamed up very well in helping each other study, helping remind each other when stuff was due, or if we were stuck, we're like, hey, texting each other, hey, how did you get past this part of the project? How did you get, what, can you make this, under, help me understand this reading in this chapter because I don't understand. So, you know, we would meet to study, we would meet just to hang out together, and it was just really, it was really nice. So I really encourage you to try to find that sense of community with each other. And just find that support and just know that you can help each other out by just being there for each other flat out. And I would also suggest to focus on your own progress. Like I said, let's stop comparing. Everyone progresses on their own level. It's if you get an 80 and they get an 81, they're not going to pass the program just because they got 1 point more than you and you're not going to pass, right? Like that's stupid. That makes no sense. You just have to get the grade that you need to pass this class. So why are you competing with your friend next to you? You know, you guys are both in it together. And you also need to kind of stop, you need to stop comparing and focus on your own progress. Some people in your class might be better at certain topics, right? Somebody like Karen, she may excel in cardiology. Cardiology Karen, that really just came off the top of my head, honestly. And you know, and maybe you're struggling with it, but you can go to her and be like, hey, why does this make sense to you? Help explain it to me a little bit better. And she might be able to help you. And then some people might be really good in like neurology, right? Maybe Derek is like super good at brains and understands all the nerves and how everything works and computes. And you are just like, I don't get this at all. You can ask him for help. And maybe you're really good at like understand the endocrine system, which is super hard and something I struggle with all the time, but maybe you're really good at that. And that's what you bring to the table, right? We all have our strengths. We all have the areas that we're not so strong in. And that's not a bad thing. That's how we work together with that sense of community, right? And we help each other out with our strengths and our weaknesses. And this is why there are specialties, right? This is why there are so many specialties in nursing, because you kind of gravitate to those that you are good at. Right? This is why some nurses work in ICU, why some work in the ER, why some work in surgery, because we all feel comfortable where our strengths are. And I will just let you know, it's so important just to learn at your own pace. Don't compare if something comes easier for somebody else. They might be thinking the exact same thing about you, right? They may be thinking, oh, why is she so good at the endocrine system and I can't understand it at all? But hopefully you have, like I said, have that sense of community and you don't have to have those feelings with each other. You can just be open and honest with each other and just they can be like, hey, I need help with the endocrine system. I know that cardiology is my strong point, so maybe I can help you out there while you help me out with this, right? Perfect. And just learning from each other, use your strengths to help them, use their strengths to your advantage. You're not competing, you're in this together. And I think the sooner that we realize that among our peers in school, the better off we're going to be. Once you stop comparing yourself to those people in your group and you start really working together, I really think that is where the magic happens. That is key. And like I said, this happened to me in my group of 7. There was 8 of us. So in our group of 8, I felt like there were certain people in that group that were light years ahead of me in understanding nursing concepts, or just felt like their personality made them a better nurse, which sounds so silly. And once I kind of got past that and we all started to work together and really cheer each other on and just be there for each other, I think that really helped those feelings of insecurity go away. Just knowing that they're in my corner and that at the end of this, we're all going to make it through. We're all going to get this together. We're all going to go our separate ways and be amazing nurses. And like I said, even though I don't necessarily talk to any of them anymore, I don't regret being friends with them for those 2 years and really having that sense of connection, I really, really think it helps. And I would just really, I've said really a lot of times, I would just really push you to find that, to find, even if it's not a group of eight, even if it's a group of two or three, or even just one other person in your program that you can just rely on and you guys can help each other. I think that's so important in your success. However, I will say, sidebar, if you feel like someone is actually being mean, like there is a true rivalry, there is a student that is mean to you or just a bully or just not a very nice person, I would suggest that you seek out professional help. Let a professor know, let the dean of nursing know, let somebody know that this person is being inappropriate, because that's not okay. And, you know, if you really do feel like your sense of insecurity is getting in the way of you being a good nursing student, is getting in the way of you progressing in nursing school, I would seek professional counseling as well. Because while this podcast is here to help you get through these things, I am not a licensed therapist at all. So if you feel like you need professional help, I would totally suggest that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think using all the tools at your disposal to help you get through this is just a smart thing to do. So if counseling is one of those things, then go for it. So anyway, this episode is a little short one, but I really hope that you found these tips helpful, and just go out there and start fostering that community with your fellow nursing students. All right, talk to you soon. Hey, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please post it on Instagram stories and tag me. My Instagram handle is @TiffanyGasai. Also, feel free to DM me on any topics you want covered in the future. Talk to you soon.